At the roundtable hosted by the Institute for Democracy in Southern Africa, representatives of the Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Peace Project, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, and the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists, as well as the host institute, agreed that the March 29 elections are seriously flawed due to Harare's failure to implement the election guidelines and protocols of the Southern African Development Community. Group Project editor Aidan Witherell of the Standard and Independent newspapers told the meeting that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has dismally failed to live up to its legal mandate to ensure equitable and fair coverage of the election, especially by state media. He said state media's massive bias in favor of the ruling party and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's referral of observer accreditation requests to the Justice and Foreign Ministries are indicative of a deep fraud election.
There are a number of reasons, political intolerance as well, why this is unlikely to be a free and fair election. You will find that at the end of the day, the SADC guidelines have not been properly observed, and the whole purpose of the inter-party talks was to secure a national consensus on precisely how the election should be conducted.
Advocates coordinator Abel Jikomo of the Media Monitoring Project said the electoral process cannot be free and fair where media freedom is stifled and quasi-monopoly, state media behaves irresponsible. He singled out the news stations of Zimbabwe Broadcasting Holdings as the main culprits, accusing them of acting as the ruling party's private radio and television stations.
And just out of the news items between the 5th and 29th of February, ZTV gave ZANU-PF, you know, a total of 3 hours, 22 minutes and 6 seconds, you know. And this in comparison to just 9 minutes for the two formations of the MDC, 26 minutes to Makoni. And much of that time was actually given to discredit, you know, the opposition elements. So how can you begin to talk about fairness?
Former ZBC newsreader Justine Mkoko, now the national director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, said Zimbabweans will not be fooled by cosmetic amendments to media laws, which have delivered no improvement in the opposition coverage.
And I think after the amendments were accented to by the president, the MDC put it to the test. And they got the shock of their life that they couldn't go ahead with their freedom march. The court actually told them that they could go and have the march in a stadium. But then that is not a march. That is a rally.
Mkoko castigated ZBC for engaging in what she described as propaganda war and hate language rather than informing the public. Zimbabwe Union of Journalists President Medi Takaona called on Harare to protect journalists and ensure access throughout the country.
There's need to protect the journalists, whichever organization they work for, when they go to rallies. We have seen harassment of journalists from the state media when they go to rallies for the opposition political parties and vice versa. We have also seen harassment of privately journalists from privately owned newspapers and foreign journalists when they go to rallies held by the ruling party.
Participants also voiced the lack of confidence in the SADC observer mission, now on the ground in Zimbabwe, saying it was invited on a partisan basis, as President Robert Mugabe made clear that only friendly countries or organizations would be invited to observe the elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Sharpo.